We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. We'll get right back to the phones. Ike, I'm having a hard time remembering where all this information is coming from over the long weekend, because we had the... We had the Jeffrey Lurie story. Now we have the Doug Peterson story. And this came from Paul Domowicz, who every week he has a chat with Joe Banner, kind of a Q&A that goes in.
Man, I love him. I read him.
I do too. Yeah. So I read it and I'm like, hold on. Like, has he reported this before? Like, this is the first time I'm actually seeing somebody say this. So here's what he said. He said, Doug Peterson clearly is frustrated right now with what's happening. There are people both inside and outside the organization who have told me he wouldn't be totally unhappy if he ends up getting fired. He won't have any trouble getting another head job. He might have more say over personnel someplace else. So there you go.
Wow.
So Domowicz says there are people both inside and outside the organization who have told me he wouldn't be totally unhappy if he ends up getting fired. Now, if that is his current attitude, then that's about as bad as you can get. Because you're saying, like, you know what? Like, I don't even care if you fire me anymore.
Right.
Like, whatever. I'm over this. Right? Like, that's pretty much what he's saying is, I'm over this.
Yeah, and I wonder what would make him feel that way.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Because, dude, you're the Super Bowl winning coach here, the first ever for this organization. And that just happened 3 years ago. And I mean to the point where he wouldn't care if he was fired or not. Like, you would think he wants to be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would think.
You would think. So the other thing that he says is he won't have any trouble getting another head job. Right? So in other words, if that's what he believes, he says, you know what? Screw this. Yeah. I can go get a job somewhere else. Because the last line says he might have more say over personnel someplace else. So in other words, if I go somewhere else, I'm not going to have Howie Roseman, who's not a football guy, picking the wrong players and meddling and picking my coordinators and my coaches. Right. I'm not going to be getting killed when my quarterback doesn't play well and everybody's blaming me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say is, this is obviously the worst year he's had since he's been here in his 5-year tenure. He has not enjoyed going up, doing those day after pressers, speaking throughout the week, you know, trying to figure out ways to put out the proper message of the team being unified and all together and still motivated and still believing in each other, and then having to answer for stuff that happens on game day. And there's been times this is obviously a year he's been more testy than he's been in any other year, but
definitely.
Maybe that's just what he's feeling right now. You know, like when you're in the middle of it, you're like, man, you know what? I don't even. But I got to believe deep down he would prefer to be here. Why wouldn't he? He's Doug Peterson. He's a Super Bowl winning coach for the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, unless you're telling me, again, this is something you, I, or anybody else on the outside wouldn't have firsthand knowledge of, unless on the inside of that building, it's not a comfortable working environment for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the only thing it could be, and only he and the people in the building would know that.
Yeah, that'd be it. And there's some stories now coming out of Houston that maybe if Doug Peterson is let go, that the Texans would be ready to pounce on him.
Yeah, I gotta believe that he wouldn't have a hard time finding a job. No, I mean, Doug is too, he's too likable. He's proven what he could do. Now, whatever is going on this year to where they can't get Carson fixed, is it Doug or is it Carson? He would have to, the only way you're going to find out is if they either get it fixed together or you separate them and then you find out who is it, right?
That's the only way. Joe Douglas up with the Jets, who are clearly going to have a new coach after this year. Right, like Would he be okay with going up there with Trevor Lawrence?
You see that with Adam Gase and the play calling thing?
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yeah, where he denied that he was calling plays, and then it's like, yeah, but you were calling plays. We saw you.
We watched you.
We watched you. And he's like, well, it was only that he went full circle in, yeah.
It's only third down plays he's calling. Unbelievable. So, but yeah, it could be. Listen, I don't want to see Doug go anywhere. I really don't. But again, I don't have to work in the environment that he works in.
Yeah.
So I'll just say this. I don't believe it would be hard for him to get another head coaching job.
No, I agree with you. And Julio actually texts me and says that the Damo talking about this article with Doug reminds him of when Nightingale put it out there that Kapler and Giants, that Kapler would easily get a job.
That's what I thought about. It's funny because that's what I thought about.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's clear to me and that the agent is putting it out there that saying like, hey, listen, you know, if this doesn't work out with Doug, he'd be more than willing. He'd be happy to go somewhere else. Because, I mean, clearly to me, there's dysfunction in this organization right now. To me, it's pretty clear there's dysfunction in the organization. And Doug's a Super Bowl winning coach. So he can just say, you know what? No, I'm out. Like, you want to get rid of me? You want to blame me? You want to give me this team? You want to give me the quarterback that won't listen to me and misses wide open throws and doesn't see things? Fine, fire me. And then I'll go somewhere else. Because he probably could live. Listen, Doug's agent, his job is to, if he feels like things are going wrong with the Eagles, like he's talking to organizations that are going to have, like to Detroit, to Houston, to organizations that are going to need a head coach. He's already been speaking to them. So he knows if they're interested in Doug or not. He knows if there would be interest. He must know there's teams out there that are already interested right. in him. So they're saying, you know right. what? Like, all right, fire me then. I'm out. See ya.
Yeah, because agents talk. I mean, you got clients on every team,
every
whether it's
staff.
A player or a coach. Yeah.
Yep. Let's go to Craig in D.C. Craig in D.C., hello. We'll try again, Craig. J.C., North Philly. J.C. J.C., hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, J.C.
What's up, J.C.?
All right, man. I think it's time, guys. I think it's time for that change. I don't think anybody gave up on Wentz at all. It's been 3 years that we've been trying new things with him, and he doesn't have it. He doesn't have it with us. I do want the kid to go somewhere else and be successful. I'll tell you that. But for now, I need a change. I think we have a lot of young players that are doing their thing, and to be honest with you guys, I think the way how things are going, if you blame it on coaching, the way he's throwing the ball, they're going to get a lot of guys hurt. Just by putting them guys out there on the field and just making plays that's just going to have these guys hurt, putting them in different positions.
So what do you want them to do now? You just want to bench them and put Hurts in and see what happens? Or
no, I feel like they're going to just jump him in back and forth and see, you know, keeping Wentz in there. Maybe Wentz, you know, like everybody's wishing that he does better and that we can add that addition on with Hurts and be one of those teams that, wow, now I'm scared of these guys. You know, the benching thing, listen, guys, it's time for a change. And I think it's a hard pill to swallow just because the investments they did on this kid. He hasn't been the same since he got hurt. Everybody sees
Hold up.
Yeah. Yes.
Did I not watch last year? What happened last year? What happened last year with him?
I mean, do you think that he's performing the way he should?
Well, he threw 27 touchdowns to 7 interceptions and over 4,000 yards and drug the team to the playoffs. That just happened a year ago.
Okay, you talk about the year ago. Okay, I know everybody.
Yeah, that just happened last year. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, I see where you're going with this. He is talented. But I'm telling you, for Philadelphia, he's not us. I'm telling you right off the bat.
Not a Philly guy?
He's not us.
It's just, you know how sometimes, a lot of people, everybody's a human being. Everybody has feelings. Of course, they got to hide it because they're professionals. But I know in that locker room, they have issues with that guy. You ever see the signs that when he's on the sidelines, they're officially, hey, I got to be friends with this guy, or at least I got to communicate him. But there's people that need a change because they feel like, why? Let me tell you something. When these wide receivers running these routes back and forth, do you think they get tired after, you know, Wentz overthrows them? They basically, you know, they don't give up, but it's more of a thing like, hey, he's going to overthrow me again. It's just
JC, thank you. I'm sure they're frustrated with the quarterback play. Yeah.
Who can when I hear that, I'm trying to figure out who the hell is frustrated. Who? The guy he was connecting with before Alshon came back? looked like he was hitting Travis Fulgham pretty easily. Wasn't overthrowing him. I'm trying to figure out which one of these guys on offense could be so frustrated at his play as if their play has been stellar. Like I just don't buy that. I think that caller is frustrated. I think that caller is frustrated with Carson as the quarterback. Let me just give you the dynamics in the locker room. Everybody doesn't get along. This isn't high school. This isn't college. Everybody is not tight. You know, guys, depending on what age group you're in, you may have a wife and kids. You may be part of the younger group that listens to music and plays video games. You may be a guy who's been around a little while. You got a few businesses off the field or what have you that interest you. These guys don't all run together, and this year has been more difficult to do that than any time other than being at the building with each other. So you don't even get to do any real bonding as teammates, like going out to dinner somewhere, as we would do on a Friday night. Linebackers, you get together, a position group, you go out and eat every Friday night. I just think this year the dynamics are a little different. I'm not telling you Carson Wentz is everybody's best friend. I think sometimes that's just an easy narrative to jump to when we can't explain other things and we don't want to look at the other things. I'm not telling you that his play doesn't play a part in all of this. What I am saying is to solely focus in on that, is if that's the issue and just remove him and everything is going to be better, that's ignoring all the other issues with the team.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's doing. That's ignoring all the other issues with the team. I'm not telling you he hasn't been part of the problem, but this narrative that he hasn't been good since 2017, please stop it. Please stop it. Let me tell you what he did for 3 years. Take the rookie year out and exclude this year. 80-plus touchdowns and 21 interceptions. You telling me he hasn't been any good? This is his first bad year.
Yeah.
So we can't say he hasn't been any good since he got injured. Hasn't been to the level he was before the injury, but 27-7 and 4,000 yards and taking a bunch of practice squad players and some young players to the playoffs last year, that's a bad thing?
Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, the best in-game experience on game day. Chickies and Pete's. Enjoy the game and enjoy some Chickies and Pete's online. Chickies and Pete's. .com. We'll come back on the other side. A big story over the weekend is that Jason Peters moving back to guard. On the other side, new information and news on why this might have happened. What do you hear this coming up next? Mark Sunrise on new JP. What do you hear this, Ike? What do you hear this news coming up next on JP?
Yeah.
I can't wait. Can't wait to get to it. Mark Sunrise on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. Hey, listen, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. All right. Dr. Glatt, think about this, right? What is it? I came on the air and I was like, hey, listen. There's a way to stop hair loss, to end hair loss, and to regrow your hair, right? Like, if it was portrayed like that to where I was like, hey, how'd you like to get your hair back? Through a simple procedure. Everybody would be like, yeah, me, I'd love to do that. Well, that's what this is with Dr. Glatt. That's what hair restoration is. And Dr. Glatt is the expert in the industry, in Philadelphia, in hair restoration. Most experience and most success, and that's really what the procedure is all about, is getting your hair back. It's your hair. Right, like I'm getting my hair cut on Thursday. You know, every couple weeks I go and I get the freshie because it looks good, right? And it wasn't always like that. 8 years ago, before we had the procedure done, you know, I was getting my hair cut differently. I was styling it differently because I was worried about my receding hairline, right? And now I get my hair cut and it's fun going and get my hair cut now because it looks great. You can see my before and after pictures at drglatt.com, drglatt.com. If you'd like to call his office right now, you can speak to his hair team, 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or drglatt.com. All right, Mark Therese, we're back. Elliot's going to join us at 4 o'clock, get us ready for the game, who's playing, who's not. Over the weekend, it came out Jason Peters would move to right guard. Jordan Mailata, your new left tackle. Now this, Ike, and this is from Adam Schefter via Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Despite having a broken, dislocated toe that will require surgery after the season, Eagles veteran offensive lineman Jason Peters will play tonight against the Seahawks, though he will be moving to guard to help make up for the lack of mobility, per a source. Jason Peters battled through the injury last week, but playing guard tonight will help him better compensate for it. So, if you want to know everything that's wrong with this team this year, right, like that right there, the fact that they have a guy that's probably going to get his number retired and he's going to go in the Hall of Fame as an Eagle, that feels it necessary, probably through his agent, through Adam Schefter, to go out there and say that, oh, he's moving to guard to help make up for the lack of mobility. Not because he sucked at left tackle. Oh, and by the way, his toe is broken and dislocated that will require surgery after
the
season.
What a warrior.
Like, you have got to be kidding me. On a game day, so poor Jason, broken, dislocated toe that requires surgery. He's moving the right guard. Oh, it's to make up for the lack of mobility. Meh.
Wow.
Meh.
Which Oscar?
He battled through the injury last week, but playing guard today will help him better compensate for it. Like, really? Like, this is what you need to do?
Right.
Unbelievable.
He gets torched for one game, right? I mean, Olivier Vernon torched him all game, and now this is the next story.
Because he's being moved, and his ego, at least, like publicly, couldn't face it. He had to go to right guard because he wasn't good enough. So they make sure they put it out there. Oh, no, not because of that. Because he has a toe injury and needs surgery, and it's broken and dislocated. That's why he's moving, because of the mobility, and he's trying to play through it.
Oh, so you think this also works? This will probably look good for him moving forward in case the team wants to sign him this whole season.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Oh, well, absolutely.
When this team re-signs him, right? I mean, when Jason's healthy again, he's back to being an elite left tackle.
If they re-sign him next year, I'm out. I will not root for the Eagles next year. I'll root against them.
That's the move?
If he's on this team next year, I'm out. I'm out because this is the problem. And Ike, I was one of the guys that for a while.
It is part of the problem, though.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Like, you bring this guy back, he gets a raise because he's got to move the left tackle, and then he gets hurt like he always does. He comes back, they put him right back at left tackle, even though Jordan Mailata looked really good and promising over there. Now he gets hurt again, and he's moving the right guard, and he's got to let the world know it's not because of the way he was playing. It's like, oh, look at this warrior playing through a broken and dislocated toe that's going to require surgery. So the only way to keep him on the field is to move him because of his lack of mobility. Right? I mean, Schefter tweeted that stupid video of him out running up a hill when he didn't have a job. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Right. So he's clearly, I mean, the agent is clearly saying, like, hey, Schefter, here, put this out there. Right. Like, come on, give me a break. Does anybody care? Is there one person out there that cares that Jason Peters, that this is happening? He's got to move the guard.
And it's a shame, man, because JP sort of did this to himself, man.
Yeah.
Like that report about needing more money to move over to left tackle, man. That's not what you do, man. That's just not something you do, man. Especially in this town, you just don't do that. And if you're gonna do it, you'd better be there available for 16 games, playing at a high level. I mean, if you
want a raise, you better play like you deserve a raise, dude.
If you got enough stones to go tell, front office people, in order for me to move over to left tackle to help this team out that, by the way, brought you back at 38 years old.
Has paid you $100 million over the course of your career.
Yeah, paid you $100 million. In order for you to move to help the team out, you need to be compensated for it. That was not going to play well in this town. He needed to play at a Pro Bowl level. Pro Bowl level. He hadn't played at a starter's level.
Yeah, been a while.
He hadn't played at a starter's level this year. And it's really unfortunate, man, because he's a guy that doesn't say a whole lot and kind of have benefited, like, the mystique of the bodyguard, right? He don't say a whole lot. When Jason speaks, you listen. Everybody remembers him telling when he told Jake Elliott to stop missing field goals and go make it, and he made the 61-yard field goal, I believe it was, that game. Like, so JP is one of those people like E.F. Hutton. When you speak, you listen.
Yeah.
But this year, man, he just threw all that down the drain. And it's unfortunate for him because I don't even know if they're probably going to have to wait a while to celebrate him, because I don't think Eagles fans are in the mood to celebrate a all-time great of this franchise because of the way these last couple years have played out, particularly this year.
Yeah.
Where it comes off as if, oh, this was just a money grab.
Yeah. Yeah, this is about the move the left tackle's ego. Like, no, you're going to have to pay me my money if I'm moving over there. Forget about the fact that the team needs you over there, right? Or you're not going. And then poor Doug's going to make up some bad lie about how JP came into the office and said, I'm going to move the left tackle and everything's great, right?
That's all Doug knew. Yeah. Doug was like, hey.
Yeah, Doug might not have.
Hey, what's up, JP?
Oh,
you wanna play left tackle? Okay, awesome. Yeah, Doug might not have known anything else. I don't know.
Well, at least in the year 2020, the Eagles are following suit with how terrible this year has been, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they've done a good job of lifting our spirits.
They have not. Coming up, by the way, we'll get to all the phone calls, but we have Elliot coming up next. Get his take on everything that's transpired.
I can't wait to hear this tonight.
Over the weekend. Yeah, I can't wait.
Can't wait to get his thoughts on this one.
Is there anyone loving this dysfunction more than Elliot?
I saw a tweet yesterday from Elliot how excited he was for the game today. And I'm like, you're excited for the game?
He also said that Justin Jefferson would be the number one overall pick if they did a redraft.
Elliot's coming up next. How does the Hurts-Wentz situation play out tonight? And who he thinks wins tonight, et cetera. Who's on the offensive line? Who's starting tonight? That's coming up next. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's Home Gating. Is here with Chickies and Pete's. Get all your food and take it back to your house. ChickiesandPete's.com. We'll come back with Elliot next. Marks and Reese.
Hey, add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino this football season. Now, there's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay and exclusive always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And if you win, guess what? They'll get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. Seriously, there's no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you get to keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Now, as down as I may be on Philadelphia right now, Seattle's coming to town. One of those West Coast to East Coast trips. They've made those a couple times this year. Never seem to bother them when they come out here to play Philadelphia, as the quarterback for Seattle is 5-0 against Philly. I say that streak has to end at some point, at least by the point spread it easily. Give me Philadelphia plus 6.5 tonight. They keep this game close in a spirited contest. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code Ike so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.